Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Today's going to be a special episode. What I want to talk about today is I was reading a book on the plane ride out to Austin, Sapiens, and it basically maps human history, you know, from really the beginning of our evolutionary time period, or the beginning of even like humans, like millions of years ago, to where the beginning of Homo sapiens, you know, 70,000 years ago. And it talked about the differences between Homo sapiens and Neanderthals. And one of the massive differentiations was the fact that we developed the intelligent and social capability to be able to articulate fiction. And I thought this was really, really fascinating. But you see, he was saying that Neanderthals or even humans can only congregate and socialize themselves into groups of about 150 people. Okay, and they can gossip about each other and get to know things intimately about each other up to this level. And then once you go past 150 people, things start to get very, very difficult. People struggle to organize themselves in a regular fashion. And the group starts to break up, you know, and a dissolution happens. And he was saying that the reason that that's part of the reason that Homo sapiens were able to form such large and vast networks is because they were able to utilize not only their social capability, but also by leveraging their fiction and their storytelling. And he's like, one of the most powerful things you can do to keep and to motivate large, vast networks of humans, over 150 people, is to articulate and hold on to shared stories. You know, if you think about America, what is it about American people that allows us to go, you know, be so connected to one another, in a sense, even though we have never seen, you know, the people on the other side of the country, but we share the same beliefs, we share the same values, we all hold on to the Constitution and the same rights. It's the fact that we all believe in the same stories that created the creation of the United States of America. Now, the United States of America isn't real in the sense it's not an actual person you can't go up and touch, right? But it's an entity. And this is the power of, you know, fictional stories. You know, even like Harry Potter or, you know, books, but also, you know, limited liability corporations, companies, they also have stories. And that's what I want to talk about today, is the formation of Dreams Products, LLC, and the shared stories that I am working so hard to cultivate in its early stages. So for me, you know, the breakthroughs that I have had personally in 2020 have inspired me to form this company and to get this message out as widely and as available as possible. So some of those breakthroughs have been, you know, it's been a mix between financial, spiritual, emotional. It's been a lot, but the stories are, and the meaning that I'm working so hard to convey is the fact that every single person, I don't care who you are, you have a dream, you have a piece of potentiality within you, your spirit, that's just waiting to be cultivated, to be extracted, and I want to map the steps specifically and strategically for people interested in retail arbitrage, but less specifically and more vaguely for people looking to find the courage to do something in their life that is bigger than what they previously thought was possible. And I don't care if you're someone who loves animals and you want to start your own rescue. I don't care if you want to drop out of college and start your own business, or even if you do want to start you know, retail arbitrage and selling on Amazon. I believe everybody is capable of way more than they think they are. They have, everyone has that potential in them. It's the boundlessness of the human spirit. And some of, I just want to keep putting out stories in my own life that have mapped my own journey through this awakening, because I didn't always, I haven't always been where I am today. You know, I can just remember so vividly, you know, leaving my job at the Woodcliffe like it was yesterday. I was a bellman, and I just remember for about a month straight, I remember showing up to work, you know, and just grabbing my cart, moving people's bags, and just making $8 an hour and feeling so pissed, not pissed off, but I felt this sense of anxiety, because my soul knew that there was this knowing in my body. It's hard to pinpoint where exactly it was, but there was this deep knowingness that I was worth, that I had this value, so much more to add to the world, and to that I had to share. But it wasn't being extracted. It was just sitting in there as potential. So I remember just one day I'm like, fuck it. It was too much. I was like, I'm out. I had no idea what was next, but I just bounced. You know, and I booked a plane ticket to California. And that was really the beginning of my travels. You know, it was the beginning of me saying, I'm not falling into this bullshit scam that we've been handed to get a job, move through the ladder, fall in line, don't do anything too crazy. I wanted to live it on my terms, so I just left. And I bumped my head off so many walls. I failed so many times. I tried to start a blog. I tried to get into real estate investing. I tried to be an affiliate marketer. Every single thing I tried failed. But I kept going. I kept going. I read every day. I came back home after 3 weeks, and I went back to the hotel because I had no idea what to do. You know, I was so scared. And then I'm like, okay, I can do this. And I went to a yoga retreat, and I tried yoga, and I taught yoga for 3 months. Boom, and I hated it. I just kept going. I kept learning. I kept exploring. I trusted myself that I'm going to figure out a map. I'm going to figure out a roadway, you know. And then I learned to uncover the power of money. I understood that it's a unit of energy, and that it isn't something to be hated on. It's not evil, but it can be used for evil if it's adored more than love and respect for other people. So then I saved up a bunch of money at my next job after I left yoga teaching. I was working a telephone pole, surveying telephone poles. I saved up $4,000. I went to Hawaii. I went to Colombia. I went to Peru. I went inside. I went deep inside. I did the inner work required to understand who I am as a person. What am I good at? What do I love? I was like, I realized I love to inspire people. I love to teach. I love to travel. I want freedom. I want autonomy. I want to be able to make my own schedule. I want to be able to share what I believe to be true in the deepest parts of my being on a daily basis with the people that I respect and care about and don't even know yet. That's important to me. And I couldn't do that when I was in a job surrounded by people who didn't vibe with me, who were going to judge me if I was putting out content at large scale, that they had no idea what I was talking about. You see, you can't expose, it's very difficult to expose the matrix when your livelihood depends on it. Okay? It's very difficult. And I just kept going. And then after all my travels, I came back home. And I was like, fuck, okay. And I was following Grant Cardone very seriously at the time. I was like, I need money. I know what I need to do. I started a sales career for about 6 months. I sold windows, and then I moved into Xerox because I didn't feel comfortable selling windows. I was like, okay, I'll take the base check. And then Xerox allowed me the vehicle to transition finally from the matrix into full-time entrepreneurship. And now, finally, I've found a vehicle selling on Amazon that allows me to make more money than I've ever made in my entire life. It allows me the freedom to teach people a new skill. It allows me the freedom to travel to enjoy what I do on a daily basis. And I believe that everyone has the right. Everyone deserves the right to be able to do what they want when they want to. You know, at the end of the day, you get what you tolerate. So if you're going to tolerate the 9-to-5, you're going to stay at the 9-to-5 your whole life, you know. There comes a point where you just have to be intolerable. You have to say, you know what? Other people are doing it. Other people are living life on their terms. I'm going to do it too. And that's what I want. That story is kind of my whole start to finish in a nutshell. But I want Dreams Products to be a energetic entity beyond an entity that just makes money, but also inspires people. That's my purpose in life, and I want Dreams Products to be an extension of that. So, this podcast is just a free form way of me talking about what I'm trying to create. I hope this helps you guys better understand what my movement is. And I think that as my message gets clearer, and I post more, and I harness my work, I think it's only going to get better and better. So if you guys are here listening, thank you and welcome to the show. Because I ain't going to stop until, I feel like I've done my part and I got a lot of work left to do. So let's get this money. Let's get this bread. And let's all lift each other up with positivity. So God bless.